It is great to be back. Yes, our line's open, 206-421-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. Outside King County. Oh, I said 1-888-312-5757. Here in King County, it's simply 206-421-5757. We got a lot of ground, state and local and national, that we want to cover on today's show. Want to start with a topic you probably haven't heard, because everyone's talking about the fiscal cliff. You know, the combination of tax increases on everybody that go into effect at the end of the year, if nothing is negotiated between Congress and the president, and the spending cuts that indiscriminately go across the board, regardless if, again, they don't make a deal before the end of the year. So everyone's talking about taxes, and everyone's talking about spending. One of my favorite commentators on American life, Niall Ferguson, a Harvard history professor, writes occasionally for Newsweek and the Daily Beast, much smarter than his critics. He comes in and says, you know, there's another problem we have in this country. And if we don't address it, taxes and spending, changing the way we tax, changing the way we spend in this country, isn't going to pull us out. We've got a problem that's even more overarching because it's happening at the state and the local and the county and the federal level. Here's Niall Ferguson.
One of the arguments I make in my new book, The Great Degeneration, is that the rule of law in the United States has become the rule of lawyers. The legal profession has become a very major source of cost for business. You have a combination of excessively complex regulation and a rather parasitic legal profession, and it battens off the private sector. It's almost impossible for any financial enterprise to operate in the US without a massive compliance department, teams of lawyers, and that is just all dead cost. It doesn't really add to the productivity of the economy. So I think that's one of the things that I'm trying to focus on. Why is our regulation so overcomplicated? Why does the tax code occupy shelves rather than just a few pages? And why is it that if you want to regulate the financial sector, you need a bill that is 2,000 plus pages long? If we could strive for greater simplicity and transparency in the tax code and in most regulation, I think there would be real benefits.
Okay. What a great insight into one of the problems plaguing this country. And that is, why aren't things simple anymore? I remember, you know, back in the late 70s when the Carter administration was floundering, it was so fashionable to say, there are no simple solutions. There are no simple solutions. And today, the way, and it's so odd because in the private sector, things are getting simpler and simpler. You know, your iPhone is much more simple to use than the contraptions were, you know, a couple of years ago. I mean, the things are being made by the private sector with, you know, an ease of use. And one of the things they'll do is they'll advertise how much simpler these new devices are to use than the older devices. But when it comes to business, when it comes to government and business, things are more complex than ever. I mean, he asked a wonderful question. Why does a banking bill have to be 2,000 pages? Why do things have to be so complex when you're just trying to get simple questions asked? Why must the tax code be so complex? I have a very simple answer for why all this complexity. And I'm going to crack the code and tell you what it is, if you can first endure this quick homage to the lords of capitalism. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI, glad you're here. And I promised to crack the code that Niall Ferguson The great Harvard professor asked, you know, why is American life getting so complex? Why must the tax code be so complex? Why must a banking bill to fix the banking system be over 2,000 pages? Which he didn't mention, by the way, that there are gaps in the bill that have not yet been written, even though it was passed and signed into law. I'm talking about Dodd-Frank. Anyway, here's the answer in one sentence. It's easier to get away with stuff if what you're writing is complex. It's easier to conceal what you're up to if the system is dense and tough to penetrate and highly complex. That's what this all gets down to. The reason why things are not simple, transparent, and clear in so many areas of life in Washington, D.C., is that it's harder to conceal. Well, let's put it this way. I'll come at it from a completely different angle. When you have a law or an agreement or a treaty or what have you that is really complex, it's because someone's trying to get away with something. There is no reason why banking regulation in this country cannot be straightforward and simple. In fact, getting away from straightforward and simple is what precipitated the banking crisis. And there is no reason why the tax code cannot be straightforward and simple. But then again, that makes it harder for lobbyists to hide favors for clients. And, of course, the people who don't benefit from that are the people in the country, the American people. So, anyway, to the phones we go. Rich calling from Eagle Harbor this morning. How about that? Good hey. To have you on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Good morning. I'm looking across at the city right now.
All right. Yes, I know you get to do that every morning.
Yes, I do.
All right. What's going on?
Well, I think you hit a good nail on, but there's multi reasons, and I think one of the big ones is also most politicians are lawyers. Most of their friends and are lawyers, and so it's self-serving for them to make it so complicated that you have to hire a lawyer to do your taxes or to do anything in business. It's a self-perpetuating, let's do what we need to do to keep us in business. That's what I see, anyway. And I think you're right. Your assessment is part of it as well. And then there's the pork side of it, which is part of what you were talking about. There's no reason for these bills to be so huge, but they add in all this other stuff to get senators and congressmen to vote their way, even if they disagree. Oh, well, okay, you'll give me this for my district? All right, I'll give you my vote, that kind of thing. You got all this going on at the same time. And all, you know, it just blows up on our face in the end, and we have these huge bills that nobody can make sense of unless they're a lawyer. And that's the
way. Well, then you have to hire a specialist, which,
right,
which again, creates incentives for a whole new professional class, which is what Niall Ferguson was referring to when he was saying that a substantial part of the legal profession in this country had become parasitic, that it was there simply to say in highly technical legalese and legal jargon what could be said in very straightforward, simple terms.
Yeah, they don't want to put themselves out of business, do they?
No. I mean, there's an incentive, you know, not to. So I love where he's going with this.
I agree with to a certain extent what I'm saying.
Sure, and I appreciate the call too, Rich. I love what Niall Ferguson is saying here, that even if we had the right taxing and spending policies, we've got to address the fact that American government itself is simply becoming too bureaucratic, too complex, and too onerous. I want to make another suggestion, and that is, so often today in Washington, D.C., we will hear, you know, the commentators, the pundits, politicians talking back and forth about, should Americans have the right to do this or do that? I think it's time to reverse that. I think it's time for us to say in this country, does the government have the right to do this? Should the government be doing that? Because it's not Americans who are out of control. I think it's the government that is out of control. Just the whole new emphasis needs to be placed on, because that, the Founding Fathers got this. The Founding Fathers knew that freedom did not come from government, that freedom was inalienable, inherent, God-given, what have you, that government was created to protect your freedom. How was government instituted to protect your freedom? By limiting itself. That's what the Constitution does. It puts a set of limits in place on the government to protect your freedom. And yet we constantly hear about, you know, should Americans have the right to own a gun in their own home? The question should be, should the government have the right to tell someone they can't have one?